3, 2, 1, clap. You sounded that a little later than me. Let's do another one.
No, no, that's how Discord works.
Oh. Okay.
It's a Discord lag. I did it at the
same time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 10. Today, Matara learns how Discord works.
Yippee!
Yippee! Oh, my God. Hi, Mint. I missed you.
Hi, Matara. I didn't miss you. Gosh, it was so free. It was peaceful. It was bag. Beautiful.
Are you little? You? Why you little?
Why you?
I'm gonna.
Why you? You?
I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna choke you.
Just like you did in the ring.
Oh, I have so many questions about everything. You too, I'm sure. Well, first of all, hi. Welcome to episode 10. We're in the double digits now, baby.
Double digits. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
We're fancy.
Yeah. What does that mean now? Like,
we're on that next level of commitment.
We're like, we can, you know how like when kids turn double digits, they're just like, I'm not like a normal kid anymore. We're not a normal podcaster.
We're worse.
Yeah. I'm worse.
Mm-hmm. Double digit. That is a little crazy.
It is. Wow.
We'll never hit, actually, maybe we'll hit triple digits with like all the bonus Patreon episodes.
No, I don't. Oh, with the bonus Patreon?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Almost.
Yeah.
What's 25 times 2? 50. No, we won't. And then plus 2 a month for 6 months, 12. No, we won't.
No. Close-ish. Do you know where the saying close but no cigar comes from?
Do you?
No. That's why I'm asking.
Can I? Okay. Close, but no. Okay, quickly, without Googling it, where do y'all think close but no cigar comes from?
Yeah, I just can't think of a reason to say it.
Apparently from the practice of giving cigars as prizes in carnivals in the United States in the 20th century, those who did not win would fail to receive a cigar, even if they came close.
These children are receiving cigars.
Man, we're in the wrong century, you and I.
Oh my gosh. We talked about Pinocchio last week and how like the guy was giving the cigars. That's it.
Yeah, wow.
Close but no cigar. Now I
learned. Can we go to a carnival and get some cigars this summer?
I'm going to rewrite my summer list and say, get a cigar at a carnival. Win a cigar at a carnival is part of my bucket list.
Well, then I'm going to add some more Looney Tunes stuff to mine. Because that's very Looney Tunes, right?
Pretty,
I just imagine you being like, do-do-do-do-do. We do a three-legged race where we tie our legs together.
Oh.
But then I just imagine myself sprinting and you're like on the floor getting dragged.
Wow.
You know, with like the little ghost breath coming out of your mouth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
I haven't. Oh, yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm Mint.
Well, I did say hi, Mint. So.
Oh, that's true. Well, who are you?
I'm Matara.
Yep.
I have something really exciting to tell you that I haven't told you yet. I was going to tell you before we started recording, but then we started yapping.
What? You didn't tell me. Okay.
It's kind of exciting, but it's not that exciting.
Okay. Oh.
What do you think it is?
Well, now my expectations are low.
Put them even lower. Bury them. 6 feet underground, baby.
You ate a really good, delicious meal.
She served. Did I send you photos of me this weekend? Because I was away, by the way, everybody. We're going to talk about it. I was away this weekend.
I saw you posted them on Twitter.
I didn't show you. I was very cute this weekend.
No, I didn't.
The vacation air did something to me. Okay. Oh. Hold on, everybody. The vacation air did something to my flesh woman. I was very cute this weekend.
Wow.
I know. All it takes is just vacation, wine, and sushi, huh? All right. Can I get your IRL reaction right now?
Okay.
Mint's reaction right now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I almost reacted to that t-shirt that you sent me
earlier. It's just my breast in that t-shirt.
Really, he's stretching that girl's face on there. Okay.
I don't know why they're taking a little bit to send. I know. I guess in the meantime. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will the audience be
seeing these photos as well or no?
No.
Okay. Should I describe them?
It's my flesh
them?
Woman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Okay. I'll describe them. Once I see them.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to spoil it. The thing that I'm saying, guess what? It's actually not that deep. It's just, you know how I told you I'm not going to be drinking at conventions for a little bit?
Yeah.
I pretty much am probably not going to drink till July 1st, till Anime Expo. Whoa. So when we're in Japan, I'm going to be a little sober and cute with you. What? And I'm going to take you to go running with me in the mornings.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, okay.
Walking instead?
Sure. Wait, okay. Also, I thought we were going to maybe do like a drinking thing in Japan.
Well,
I guess.
You're going to be the drinker.
You know what? I might chicken out, I'll be honest.
We'll see. It's because for me, I just, I had a really, you know, I'll talk about my vacation in a little bit, but I had a really, I like to call it debaucherous, but it wasn't really that bad. It's just, I really did with my friend and coworker, Project Melody, all we did was we would meet up, have food, walk, go drink, walk, have food for 3 days.
Wow, that's a lot of walking and food and some drinking.
A lot of drinking.
Oh.
I need a little reset. I love drinking. I love eating. And it was really amazing to kind of be a little bit, what is the word? Like gluttonous with it.
Okay.
But it is time to get back into my stuff. I have some goals. I still have, you know, I haven't really started training again for my half marathon. So it's time. It's time.
Okay. All right, let's do it. So not until July. And we'll run in the morning.
That's what I'm thinking until July 1st.
That's what I'm thinking. Wait, so this is...
What?
It's
pretty confirmed. I told you. Like, I'm thinking July 1st. That's why when you said I thought we were drinking in Japan, I'm like, oopsies. Oopsie poopsie.
That's fine.
I'm abstaining.
I get out of it. You know what? That's fine. It's one less thing for me to have to do. But okay, live reaction. You look so cute, your little flesh woman. Wow.
I was feeling so cute, so vacation. The first photo, I have a little bit of makeup on because it was like late at night. But the second ones, it's all fresh face, no makeup.
Yeah, wow, you're glowing.
I know.
Wow, okay, I have to be honest though. For this first photo, you know how you were just like, all these photos you've shown me before have been like with your really old phone?
Yeah.
Why does it look the same?
I'm so bad. Mel tried taking a photo of me and she's like, I think there's something wrong with your phone. I'm like, yeah. So I dropped my phone. I dropped my phone a lot. So a lot of my photos have this like awful blur to them.
And Mel
was just like, I don't understand. Like, I'm going to show you a photo right now.
Okay.
And Mel's like, I don't understand. I'm doing my best. Like, I take good photos.
Oh my God. It's like when you drive with an astigmatism, you know, like the lights are just like.
All my photos have astigmatism. You know what else I think it is? Because I do my skincare and then I put on my sunblock and then I don't wash it off because I want it to like seep into my hands. And then I touch my phone. So my phone always has like sunblock on it.
But I think you can wipe that off. I mean, like if she was trying.
We did though. That's the thing.
You did wipe it off. That's what I'm saying. So it's.
But it still looks like it's like got light
like
glares.
Vaseline on.
Yeah, I was at one point. One of this lady came into my hotel because she was just, you know, they checked the mini bar and like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she walked in. She goes, wow, your skin is glowing. And I said, thanks. I did my skincare.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Remember how I mentioned I was waiting for, sorry. I was waiting for.
Sorry for what?
A package. And like.
Yes.
It just showed up on the website. Oh my gosh, let's go.
You're waiting for a package that just showed up on the website?
Yeah, for Off-Kai.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get you.
Woohoo! Okay, hopefully.
Yippee!
Yippee!
But you think the first photo, it's also the first photo has bad quality because we're at a restaurant at night.
I know, but like, why. It shouldn't be that. I mean, there's...
It's not that bad.
I can't see. The lady behind you looks like an actual skinwalker. She, like, her face is molded. She, like, has no eyes. Like, she, it's just, like, hollow. And, like, I can't even see her mouth.
Stop.
I'm just saying. It's pretty bad.
I think you're being unnecessarily harsh of my photography skills. Okay. I think I take real cute photos.
Matara, do you want to know how much this is going to be to overnight this?
Oh, how much?
$219.
Ooh.
For anybody wondering.
Let's talk about that. Okay.
Because this is dealing with the Patreon. So if you are of the highest tier in the Patreon, there is a postcard that you will receive. And what had happened was I ordered them, and then for some reason the website canceled my order. And I was just like, and I didn't notice until later that night because I thought it was fine. And I was checking my email and I see in the email, it wasn't like a "we canceled your order" type of email, like in the subject line. I thought it was my order confirmation email. So to me, I was like, okay, this is fine. And then I noticed a little bit later, I was like, wait a second, this says that they canceled it. And so I contacted the website and I was like, why did you cancel my order? And they said that it was something wrong with my account, which I paid through PayPal. So I was like, there should be nothing wrong with my account. but also I was just like, originally it said it was going to be arriving Friday, which was May 24th. We are filming this on May 28th. And I was like, it was our postcards plus some other little thingies that I ordered for off Kai that I thought would be cute to have for our panel. And obviously this is coming out on the 3rd. So if you went to off Kai and you got a thing at the panel, you know what it is, but they were little stickers. I thought they were cute. And so, they said because I was reordering it after 6 p.m., it would not arrive until the following week. And I was ordering this, like, it was like last week on Tuesday. It was like a week ago, the 21st or 20th, 20th or 21st. And because it turned into, like, quote unquote, the 22nd their time or when it would be processed, it wouldn't arrive until today, the 28th, and oh my gosh. And but the lady that I was talking to online, she was like, oh, but our orders always come in early, so don't worry about it. But also, it was a holiday weekend. It was a holiday weekend. So in the United States. So of course it wouldn't come until today because there wasn't even mail yesterday. And also I get it delivered to a forwarding address. It's not my real address. So now I'm having to overnight it to my house to be able to bring it to off Kai.
Well, look, it is 2 months of postcards, right?
No, it's 1 month.
Oh.
Yeah. I just ordered the one because I wanted to see what the quality was before I did the second batch.
Smart.
To see if I should change it to make
Which, by the way, can we all give a round of applause for Mint for dealing with this? The postcards are so cute. The art is amazing. You are incredible. They
Thank
look
you.
So good. You just wow. Amazing.
I mean, I didn't do anything. I just contacted the artists and they made it all beautiful and wonderful and awesome. So
I think, look, worst case, I do not think it's that bad. If we do take the hit on that, I think it would be really nice to send out the first month of cards. Plus, we will have a lot of spare time at Off Kai. And one of the reasons is, again, I don't want to get into too much detail, but I probably won't be going to the convention very, very much.
Me too.
I'm still kind of trying to understand with my flesh woman just how involved I want to be, how uninvolved I want to be. I think I've heard a few horror stories from other conventions and I'm just kind of, you know, trying to settle in and kind of learn how I want to navigate everything. So yeah.
Yeah. But also, I guess we should talk about this afterwards. They're going to be really heavy.
No, you just put it in your bag.
I know, but what if we don't finish signing them at Ofkai? We're going to have to take them with us to Japan.
No, we won't. We will.
Okay. We will finish up.
I'm going to barge into your room.
Okay.
Sit on you and sign the postcards with you.
Okay.
Okay, maybe the sit on you is a little suggestive, but I will make you do that. Don't worry.
It might encourage me. You know?
I'm not drinking. What the hell am I going to do instead? Sign postcards.
So true. We'll just sign postcards. The entire cot. We'll go to panel.
Did you say you would feel encouraged if I sat on you?
Yeah, because I would want you to get off of me. So I'd be like.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was gonna be like, why are you gay?
I was like, what are you? What are you? Oh my gosh. Why would you even? That's Mukhtar. What's that's so crazy. What do you think? Get your mind out of the gutter.
The photo that I showed you, the one where like it looks like you have astigmatism looking at the photo. Mm-hmm. I wore that shirt. I'm gonna wear it at Ofkai when you see me. And at some point when I asked Mel to take a photo, so I have this thing, and I'm sorry, this episode is so girly. We're talking about bras and skincare.
Oh, we are?
Well, we're about to.
Okay.
So I'm an older woman and I just don't really love wearing bras. I think they're constricting. I think they're not nice. I'm kind of in this weird process where I'm like gaining weight because I want to gain some muscle. So I'm not at like, you know, my most peak shape at the moment. And basically anytime I wear anything, my roommate and flesh mother, she is extremely open with her opinion that I look terrible and it looks like cow's udders and they're just flopping everywhere and she hates it. She doesn't think it looks good. And you know, I try to explain to her like, listen, you know, woman to woman, don't shame me. First of all, you're just jealous because yours aren't as floppy, you know.
As floppy. But
also like, I only, you know, there's only so many perky breast years that every woman has. Some have more, some have less. Let me live my best life. And this whole story to say like, listen, I know our parents can be a little mean sometimes, whatever. That's their business. But when I asked Mel to take a photo of me, in my head, I was like, oh my God, it's going to look so awful. They're going to, and then I look at my, and I'm like, oh. They look nice.
This is what I've literally been telling you.
They look great. Never mind.
This is literally, Tara will sometimes send me a picture and be like, oh my gosh, like I look this and that. And I'm like, you look exactly the same as pictures you sent me that were taken of you like 10 years ago. So
that is insane. That is crazy. I don't think so, but I get you.
I see it.
I just feel, you know, sometimes we're not going to get into the whole like parent discussion because it's a really long discussion, but sure. I am moved in. I am roommates with my, you know, my flesh woman's family. And sometimes the comments they'll make, it really does bring you back to that time of being, you know, I'm a full grown adult, but it really does bring me back to that moment of like feeling very small and feeling unsure, and it erodes my confidence a little bit hearing that kind of stuff. And like, they don't do it on, you know, they do it because they love me. Like, that is my flesh mother's way of caring,
sure,
by letting me know that my breasts look awful and they flop everywhere and they're like long cow's udders and it's disgusting.
It's like a,
that is her way of
tough
letting
love
me know.
Or whatever.
Yeah
But
I think at the end of the day, it's like, you got to do your stuff for you.
Yeah. No, I mean.
But anyway, I'll flop them in your face when we're signing postcards.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You can just like.
That's this whole story to let you know.
Have you ever seen that scene in High School of the Dead when the bullet goes between the boobs?
No.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to send you a gif of it right now.
Please.
But
please,
I can
please.
Find it. High School of the Dead boobs. There's got to be. Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. This is going to be you.
Can you link it to the
So basically it's exactly as I've described it. There is a bullet going in between the boobs. The boobs are flopping at such a rapid pace that the bullet is able to slip in between them as it is flying through the air. Now I have to Google High School of the Dead boobs again. Oh, God. I love this. That's what's going to be happening as we're signing. Except it's going to be my pen. It's going to be my pen going through. I'm going to be signing at such a rapid speed as your boobs are flopping.
But to get back on the signing, I really think we should just take the hit and overnight them.
I already did.
I really think, okay, good. Yeah. I really think it's going to be nice. And I do want people to get their stuff. It's been a lot of fun with the podcast, but it is a lot more work. I think we knew that it was going to be a lot of work, both of us, but it's a lot more work than I think either of us even realized.
Yeah.
And it's a really great learning experience, genuinely. I feel like I am coming out of this with so much business acumen.
Ooh.
I know.
One thing I've always known this about me, but is I'm not very articulate. And so here, listening back to the podcast episodes, I always am so embarrassed that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't even get a single thought through without being bubbling over my, I'm like, and it's made me so like, oh God, how do people listen to me? I don't even know. I'm just, and I can't remember words all the time. I can't remember things. Oh gosh, I need to eat more oatmeal.
Why oatmeal?
That's what my grandpa would always tell me. If I couldn't remember something, he'd be like, eat more oatmeal. It's good for your brain.
Does oatmeal help your memory? The first one was constipation.
Does it help
oats
that
fuel
too?
The brain and satisfy hunger, reducing the chance of a midday crash. Oats also contain choline, which is needed for the body to produce an important neurotransmitter for memory called acetylcholine. Oh, Grandpa was right.
Grandpa, you were so smart.
What three foods help with memory? Berries, grapes, and watermelon.
Really? I had watermelon not last night, the night before.
I love watermelon.
Watermelon is awesome. If you need like a good diet snack, watermelon.
God, I love it. It's so good.
So good. Melons.
I can't wait to have so much watermelon in Japan with you.
Really? It's so expensive.
Well,
I've never bought a square watermelon.
A little bit of it. Really?
Do you want to buy a square watermelon?
Absolutely. Do you want to do one of those videos?
What's the video?
Eating expensive fruit in Japan.
No, I just want to try. Is it any different? The square? Is it more juicy?
We can try it on like your or my stream in the mornings.
Oh, okay.
We can try different stuff.
Okay.
Let's get into that combo. So wait, we have...
Sorry.
Basically, today we're talking about our trips. Yeah. It's going to be a yap episode.
I was going to say, we're so like just... focused on moving places, I suppose, because first we're going to Afkai and then we're going to Japan, and it's a lot.
I might be going to Korea after Japan for just a few
you're
days
crazy.
As well.
So it's a lot.
The flight back from Japan costs so much money that it's cheaper for me to go to Korea for 3 days, eat food there, get my skincare done, get a haircut, get everything done, nails, massage, and then fly back. It is cheaper for me to do that than just fly back from Japan.
Really? That's crazy.
Yep. And it feels kind of, you know, what might as well.
Yeah. I've never been to Korea. I don't know any Korean.
Me neither. I'm so sad you can't come with me.
Sorry. It's okay.
It's okay. Next time.
Yeah.
It was a little last minute.
I know. You were like, have you bought your ticket yet back from Japan? And I was like, yeah, because you were like, I'm going to Korea.
Well, I have to finalize it because I've asked a few people if they would come with me. And basically everyone's either like, I just came back from Korea, or I'm going to be so busy, or I'm not sure. And I love solo traveling, but something I've learned about myself, when I travel for too long, I absolutely cannot wait to get home and stream. I'm already in Japan, gonna want to come home and stream. So I know that if I go to Korea by myself, the whole time I'll just be sitting there like, I wish I was home streaming. But if I'm there with a friend, we're gonna talk about
there, so.
It. Yeah, but it's not the same as like, you know, like you're in your home. I'm gonna be starting Metal Gear when I'm back from Japan.
Me
so
too.
It's like, go, 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 go. Oh my God, are we competing? Are we doing Metal Gear?
We're both Metal Gearing.
I love it. And then we could talk about it every week.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wait, you said you're starting at 3 though. Is it because you've already played 1 and 2?
No, I'm going to start at 1.
Oh!
Metal Gear Solid 1. Just replay it a bit to kind of get my memory back in action. Decoy Octopus!
So you're playing 1 a week.
I'll probably do like 3 streams of the game. Like I'm probably going to put my stream schedule back up to like 5-6 streams. Probably do 3 almost like back to back to back in a week. I do wonder if I will finish Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 much faster this time because, you know, I've played it.
Right.
And I think this time now, I think they're on Steam now, right?
Yes.
So I actually don't have to play it off the like really janky controller.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. Are you going to play them on the original hardware or?
Yeah, I've actually, because I played them, well, the first one I played the original, but it was on my PS3. Uh-huh. But I'm thinking of like for the other games, like if I did the HD version, I'm like going to play like maybe the original version of it. So just a little bit of difference, I think.
Wait, is it only Snake Eater that's on? No.
No, I'll 1, 2, 3, and I think that's it. I think that's all that they put in the Master Collection. Besides like the original.
Oh, it's the Master Collection. That's what it is. Master Collection.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, which makes it a lot easier because last time when I played this, I basically had to like get my PlayStation 3 set up. Half the time, the PlayStation 3 at one point just stopped working in the middle of the game. I remember that.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good times.
It's always fun, you know?
Cool, thank you.
But part of me wants to do it on the Steam ones because I want the achievements.
Yeah, you should. You absolutely should.
But there's some of them are hard. It's like obtain Fox or Big Boss code name.
That's it. You need like a certain score, right?
Yeah, like you play on hard and like no alerts, no.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, you lost me.
I don't know. What are the? Let's see. Oh, obtain collect a dog tag. This is for 2. Put an enemy in a locker. Shoot an enemy radio. Yeah, see, there's a fun.
I need to ask the audience, have you played Metal Gear? Will you play Metal Gear? Do you wear wigs?
Will you wear wigs?
Will you play Metal Gear? Yeah, I am quite curious but do you know what I mean? Does anybody else have this when they travel? Sorry to like spring back to the topic where I do feel like if I go to Korea by myself, I will just keep thinking, I wish I was home. And I know this because that happened to me before on other trips. Whereas if I go with a friend that maybe I didn't get to see in Japan much or, you know, like I invited my friend Christine. I want you to meet her when we're in Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Christine. If you're here,
hi.
I'll share her Twitter. And she's like, girl, I just would be coming back from Korea. I don't think I can.
You should take the boat there. You should take the ferry.
But the plane is so cheap and I'm going to have so many.
Oh, you're
gonna
have a lot
so
of
many
stuff.
Luggages.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I showed you her TikTok. She's the TikToker.
Oh yeah, you did show me. You did.
KFL. She has a really, really good mommy voice.
Ooh.
Y'all, she has a great mommy voice. Y'all would love her. Sorry if you're watching, Christine. You need to know that I
she's simping.
That I'm talking
she's
about
simping?
Your TikTok. Yeah. Christine, come to come to freaking Korea with me, please. Christine, please come to Korea with me or I will watch your TikToks and react to them.
Did you feel that way about like wanting to go home when you went to a new place or was it like a place that you had been before?
So for example, last time when we were in Japan, I almost cut my Thailand trip short. When I was in Japan, I don't know if I remember talking to you about this. I was like, I want to go home. I want to stream.
I do remember.
And then I came to Thailand and it was amazing. It was incredible. The food, the people, the weather, it was insane. And I thought to myself, I would have been such an idiot if I didn't go to Thailand because only when you go home.
But that was in Japan, right? It started happening.
But it started happening now that I'm getting older and older. Am I just getting crankier? Is this just an age thing?
Maybe you getting... Isn't that like... Isn't age supposed to spark adventure in people? Like,
no, I don't think so.
No, there's so many old couples that retire and just travel.
Okay, hear me out though. This is how I know I was old. I was saying stuff like, I want to go to my gym. I want to go to Pilates and spinning. I want to have my green juice in the morning.
Also, I think you were in a place that like wasn't maybe so, I mean, you've been there before. Wasn't like a new experience for you. I mean, Thailand, obviously you were hanging out with people, but it was new and exciting and everything. But...
You're right. Onigiri and Onibro just weren't exciting enough for me.
Oh.
Thank you for helping me figure that out.
Your words, not mine.
You're right. They just didn't excite me.
They did not spark joy.
They did not
Marie
spark
Kondo.
Joy. You're correct.
But I don't know. Because I feel that with Japan sometimes where I'm just like, oh yeah, I want to just get back and start streaming. Even though like I'm having fun, I don't know. But if I go to a new place, I'm like, yippee! Yeah! This is so fun! So maybe, I mean, you'll only be in Korea for a couple days. It's just going to be...
Yeah. And honestly, I do think I think a big part of it is that I really love my work. I really love the plans I have. I really like everything. So I really want to be home and do my work. Yeah. I miss it. I get so many creative ideas when I'm in Japan. And don't get me wrong, I'm bringing an iPad with me this time, and my laptop. But it's just not the same as being home on your setup, doing your little work.
I think it is so hard to stream outside of my place. Oh, it's so difficult. I'm very nervous. I bought like a nice laptop. I bought the Rodecaster. I bought like some extra stuff to maybe make it a little nicer, a little more comfortable. But I don't know. There's just something about it. It's hard.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get you. I get
when
you.
When I'm not in my chair and you're going to be behind me and you're going to be like, why'd she say that?
I did. Okay. She is, you know. She's saying this, but I did offer, like, if you at any point feel a little uncomfortable, I'll just go for a walk. And I love going for walks in the morning. I love going for runs in the morning. I will wake up with you at 6 a.m. while you start, because I think we have to stream at like 6 a.m. in Japan.
Wait, okay, hold on. It would be,
I will wake up with you and I will just leave.
No, 6 a.m. is 5 p.m. EST. So
I have to stream at 7 a.m.
I think I'll probably stream at 8 a.m. I think I'll already be up at that time.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I think maybe 8 a.m. sounds good. But again, if you, for whatever reason, I'll just leave. Seriously,
no,
I don't mind.
I'm not going to kick you out in the early morning.
But I like that. That's when I'm in Japan, most people tend to wake up kind of late. My favorite thing to do is just you go outside, you stop by the konbini, you get a little snack, you're just walking. I loved seeing the sleepy streets in the morning. See, I love seeing people go to work.
I
love kind of seeing the hustle and bustle. Why not?
I don't, well, no. I don't wake up late. Like I am always waking up early in Japan because of the jet lag. Mm-hmm. Like I will wake up at like 5 a.m. And because the sun also rises at 5 a.m. So I'm like already up and like ready to go usually by like, I don't know, 7.
That is insane. It's because a lot of times in Japan, I will be out for a really long time as well. Like, I remember we had a karaoke night that we like stumbled back to Onigiri's place at 7 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
I've never, you know, I've gone to like, I think the latest I've stayed out ever in Japan is 4 a.m. And it was like a...
Really?
It was like a club that I went to. But
you went to a club?
It was my last trip too, even I went.
Okay, tell me more.
I went because some DJs that I like were going to be there. So,
my God, she's a little party girl.
I went, I got my orange juice at the bar. But oh my gosh, it was so bad because the place just allowed, there was like a smoking area, but it was on the stairs. And I was like, what? Why? Oh gosh, Japan, please. Like, why are we still smoking indoors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that.
And, but it was really funny because, this old idol that I used to follow, she was in a Dear stage group that I really liked. And, I was like, I was vibing to this one DJ. I was waiting for another girl to go up. And I looked to my left and there was that idol. She's not an idol anymore, but she was just standing right next to me.
Ah!
And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, I've seen you. I've seen you on stage. You're like,
I know you.
I know you. I didn't talk to her because she was with some people and she was like talking with them. But I was like, look at her. She's, oh my God. She's like so cute. She's so tall. I was like, oh my God. She's like, she's
tall like me or taller?
I don't know. You guys might be the same height.
Ooh, that for a Japanese woman, that is very tall.
She's like super leggy. She is so leggy.
Oh, I love my leggy. Yeah. My leggy ladies.
But I went because Daoko, do you know Daoko?
No, what is that?
She's a singer. She you know the Me 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 song?
Sing it.
No. Maybe.
Please? I how else am I going to know what you're singing about?
You might. Okay, do you recognize this like, oh wait, oh no. If I type me, me, me and the gift thing on, do you recognize song?
Why won't you just sing
because
it
it's like,
me?
It's like, it's not, it's hard to sing. It's like a EDM kind of like, you know, I'm going to sound stupid with like.
I don't know how to tell you this, but that's.
Like me, I thought you'd be me.
Like, go on.
Do you recognize the picture that I sent?
Oh, did you send it in the? Just sing the song, please.
I did. I did a little bit. I went bam, bam, me, me, me.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this before. Go on.
She's this. Why your reaction? Yeah, I've seen this before.
Go on.
Yeah, that she sung that. And she did some other songs. I really like her. So I went to go see her and another DJ that I like, Inotak, Taku Inoue. He does music for like Ano and Hoshimachi Suisei.
Ooh.
So he like was there too. And I went and saw him and her and another DJ that I like, DJ Wild Party. I went and saw him. There's just some DJs that I like. Why? That's what happened. That's why I went to the club.
I'm proud of you at the club, just drinking your orange juice, living your best life. That's my girl.
Yeah, it was like, it was, I mean, Japanese clubs are, you know, and also the crowd, because of who was there, the crowd was more like, it was more people catered to the anime side, so it was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I wasn't like in, I think I wore like my longest dress and like I wore my longest sleeves and I was like completely,
you just look like a nun.
I literally it was like a turtleneck dress, even it showed off nothing. I was
You are so modest and so cute. I love you.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. I love you so much. Queen of modesty over here. Oh.
Yeah, you know me. I'm like so and humble.
Leggy ladies.
Leggy ladies.
I was on the telephone. I was on the Discord telephone with Lie Malicious yesterday.
Oh yeah.
We had like a really long just talk. We were meaning to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I was doing that thing where I was like walking places. So I'm like, wait, I have to order. Can I call you back? Or like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Can I call you back?
No, okay.
So we just kept hanging up and then calling back. But when I went to the bathroom, I came out and my flesh woman is pretty tall. So usually it's kind of normal for my flesh woman to see other women that are like around her height or a little taller. But if ever there's a woman who's significantly taller, it's like it's rare to see women above 6 feet, right? Like it's right. They're there. Yeah. Of course. I'm sure somebody in the comments like, I know a woman. Of course, you know a woman. But it is still rare in
do you?
In,
do you know a woman?
Do you know a woman? Have you felt the touch of a woman? I wish I did. It is quite rare in North America. It is rare in North America to casually see women over 6 feet. So when I was in the bathroom, I came out and I was washing my hands and there was this really tall lady and I was just looking at her. I was looking up at her with my hard eyes. And when I was telling the salam, she kind of, you know, what made me think of you because she's also extremely tiny. She's 4'11". Mm-hmm. And she said, well, Matara, all women are taller than me. It's rare for me to see a woman who's an adult who's shorter than me.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It made me think of you. Even when I talk to other women, I think of you.
Wow, you're so obsessed with me.
Do you think of me when you talk to other women?
I wish I didn't.
So you do think of me when you talk to other women.
It's the intrusive thoughts.
You're like, oh my God, she's so much funnier than Matara. She's so much prettier than Matara. Oh my God, her boobies are a little smaller than Matara's. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She laughs just like Matara.
Oh God. It's Matara. Oh my God, she said her name's Matara. Oh my God, she's a bug like Matara. Oh my God, it's Matara.
Hmm. Oh my God, I love that. You're actually just talking to a cockroach on the floor.
Hi, Matara. How are you today? Matara, how's everything? I'm going to get the bug spray. Well, every time I reach for the bug spray, I think of you. You know?
Oh, my baby. That's the sweetest thing you've ever told me.
Ah, yeah.
I like that. Oh, yeah. So we wanted to talk a little bit about our week because basically I just came back from my trip and I am sore everywhere. Everything, my whole body hurts.
Oh.
And I kind of had a little bit of an out of body experience.
Mm.
And you know what really hurts for me? Like I don't know how to describe it without being kind of impolite, but like I just like my legs around my, you know, woman area like really hurt. Like I was stretching him. Do you have any idea what could have happened?
Oh, stretch, like you don't stretch enough. Like you,
like I don't, I definitely don't stretch that part of me ever.
And so you don't know why that part is like,
I don't understand why that part hurts. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
is there anything that could have happened this weekend or like that you can think of? Like it almost feels like I like was doing the splits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cue editor to do like a dream, like a boom, 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 boom. Like in my head, it like goes back.
What do you think happened this weekend to make me?
Well, I believe that I felt the full force of that split on my neck and my
your back,
my body, my full. Mm-hmm. I very rarely become physical, in the mortal realm because I am a ghost, and so therefore I usually either a jelly consistency or just completely see through, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say, Matara, you did have an out of body experience. You said that you were going to intimidate me with your boobs and your butt. That's what you said.
Well, I say that all the time anyway.
I know, but you said you were going to do that and make it so it was hard for me to fight. And that's exactly what happened. It was hard for me to fight. I was distracted by every asset that you were showing off. You were just like, oh, boobs and butt are not enough. Split. Wow. And like,
why were we fighting? We never fight.
Oh, yeah. We never fight.
We never fight. Where were we fighting?
Yeah, Matara. I'll see you in the ring.
Are you marrying me?
No, the ring. I'm seeing you in the ring, not giving you a ring.
You have 7 days to live, the ring?
7 days to live because I'll kill you in the ring.
What ring are you talking about?
I'm talking about the wrestling ring!
Woo! Matt, that was quite the buildup for the bit. Oh my God, that was
Yeah, sorry.
We really foreplayed it.
Yeah,
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
We what?
We foreplayed it?
We wordplayed it?
We wordplayed it. Yep, exactly. The words were said. The words were definitely said. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you participated and I had an out-of-body experience and also participated. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's when this is coming out, it's quite much later. I mean, we're recording this on Tuesday, the 28th. So it will have been 2 weekends ago, but we can talk about how, like, I guess it's fresh in our minds, you know, so.
Well, no, it would have been just we're recording this on, so it happened like yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Oh, wait, you're right.
And
you're
recording it now and it's coming out. So it's not even, it's like kind of a little over a week, like a week and a day.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad. I'm silly. Sorry, everybody.
You're silly. Math is hard because you're so pretty.
yes. So I joined in as a surprise caster in WrestleTuber. And you also were a surprise guest, I suppose. Rival. Mm-hmm. You and I faced off in the ring. And
Who won?
A lot of people doubted me. They were like, Mint, I usually support you, but like you have no chance in this. You have no chance in this fight. And you know what? For a solid 90% of it, I had no chance in that fight.
All I have to say is I don't remember, so it doesn't count.
So you're saying we have to do it again?
Absolutely. Okay. In bathing suits this time.
In bathing suits.
I will. In bathing suits.
Bathing suits. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
1v1 me and dead or alive.
No. Yeah. But everything I know is that I feel, you know, I feel hurt. My whole body is aching. Body aching all the time. Mint. Life had just begun.
Is that
how you've got?
Is that part of the lyrics? Body aching all the
time. Yeah. Sending shivers down my spine. Oh.
Body aching all the time.
Mint. My vacation had just begun.
I'm singing a completely
but
different
now
song.
You had to drag me in the ring.
Bow, 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 bow.
Mint. Also, I have both my headphones in, so I can't hear my voice. So I have no idea what notes I was hitting.
Don't worry, you're hitting notes.
Because when I listen, you're definitely doing notes. I can assure you some of those squeals were notes. I can definitely assure you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you and Doki dragged me out of, you know, vacation. I disassociated while I was on vacation. And apparently I ate a security guard.
Yeah.
And apparently you and I had a fight that I ended up having one of the craziest techniques in. If you still haven't seen it, consider taking a look at it, y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Doki Bird's YouTube channel.
Yep. WrestleTuber. WrestleTuber. Mm-hmm, Day two was when you and I showed up to fight each other. I felt, after you and I fought, I then fought Fillion. And she, I went out in a pretty embarrassing way. I cut the lights and I teleported behind her. And then like 2 seconds left, 2 seconds after I lost. So it was pretty embarrassing. But at the same time, I was like, I would have felt really bad had I, you know, you and I like kind of snuck in. I mean, I killed a man to be there and you ate a guard to be there.
I ate a guy to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
So we just like, we kind of like barged our way into the competition. And I was like, if I had made it to the finals, having like not.
Yeah,
faced
it would have been a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So it all worked out in the end. It all worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. It's like if we kind of, you know, join a little bit off of maybe, you know, not winner's bracket, not loser's bracket, just a unique bracket. And then we take it all the way. It would have been a little bit suspicious.
Suspicious. But, you know.
Was there any money to be won?
There was a belt.
Oh, well, you know, if there was money.
Oh, is that why you're saying that you got your ass whooped? Because there wasn't a money involved?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember, so it didn't happen.
You let me pin you down.
And, oh, I mean,
and everything.
They're gonna. Well, wow.
It's
at
wrestling.
Least buy
it's,
me dinner
it's
first,
wrestling,
girl.
Madara. It's wrestling.
Buy me dinner first. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean,
look, I have no problem with you being under 6 feet.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay.
Oh my God. Have you heard
Does that bother
TikTok
you, though?
Sound that's like, I want a guy that's 6'5. Trust fund.
Finance. Trust fund. Yeah. It's like blue eyes. Yeah.
Blue eyes. 6'5.
Listen, everybody is beautiful in their own way, but as a tall woman, 6'5 is really tall, y'all. 6'5 is really tall.
I can't
leave
even
those guys for the 6'1 women, okay? Or men. Like, leave them alone.
Are there people actually wanting a guy that's 6'5? Like, I feel like that's.
Yeah. There's like this meme that a lot of women have where it's like, do I like him or is he just tall?
Oh my God, that's so mean. That's so mean. No. Oh my God.
Yeah. So please, if anybody here is with a 6'5 man, leave him for the people above 6 feet, right?
I don't think 6'5 people exist. I'm sorry.
No, I have a friend who's 6'7.
I don't believe you.
Would you like a picture?
Have you ever pulled out the measuring tape?
Actually, sorry, my friend is 6'6. You're right. But this friend, they did something really funny for a while and like kind of toxic. But okay, we were much younger. So
wait, what?
Let me explain. Okay. So this friend is 6'6, right? And at one point they wanted to go around and you know how allegedly sometimes there's this idea that, so for example, my flesh woman, she's 5'9", right? The amount of men that will be like, oh, I'm taller than you. I'm 5'11". And then they're the same height or she's taller than them, which whatever, you know, everybody can lie about whatever they want to lie about. Maybe sometimes it's an accidental lie. Doesn't matter. But this friend who is 6'6" was like, what if I start telling people I'm 6'3" or 6'4"? So then when people who lie about their height the opposite way, there's just a bigger discrepancy. So let's say there's somebody who is 6'1" and they say they're 6'3" and then my pal who's 6'6" say they're 6'4". Well, suddenly they're 6'3" and 6'4", but they got more than an inch difference. It's so toxic.
Oh.
And so,
oh my God,
again,
this sounds like something I did when I was a kid. I did this
really?
Once.
Okay. You lied about your height?
No, I didn't lie about my height. Oh my God, this is so mean.
I only did
it this one time and I still, obviously I was in kindergarten. I still remember doing this and I still feel bad to this day about doing it.
Ooh, let me know.
There was this girl who was always saying like how much she would go to amusement parks and she would be like, my family goes to this place every weekend and this place and this place. And she was like always bragging about it. And I had gone to one of the same parks as her. And so I was just like, oh yeah, I really love that park. I really love this ride. And she was like, yeah, me too. And then I was like, I'm going to call her out on her lie. And I made up a ride. And I was like, oh, did you go on this ride? It was so much fun. And she was like, oh yeah, that one is my actual favorite. And then I go, you liar! It's not a real ride!
Okay, but also kudos to you at 6 for already calling that out. That's crazy stuff.
I mean, like, I still feel really bad about it because like, especially because it's like, I mean, she shouldn't have been lying and bragging about this stuff either. But
yeah, how dare a 6-year-old lie?
I know, we're both children. But at the same time, I'm like, what if she like felt like she had nothing and so she had to make up lies to like get friends and have people to like hang out with her and stuff?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I remember her crying afterwards and me being like feeling so, I was just like, I called out the liar. But now like I think about it, I just cringe. I don't know. What if she thinks about it too? And it's just like, I'll never forgive Mint for calling it out on that lie. Like, what if she thinks about me? It's just like, why did she do that day? Why was she so cruel?
But you called her out. I think that's okay. All right, let's ask the audience. Do you remember when somebody called you out on a lie from when you were a child?
Am I the asshole?
How long did you... am I the asshole?
I should go... actually, I should post this on the... I'm not the asshole.
You should actually post this, but omit the ages.
Oh.
Because I think if you said this and you were an adult, people... or I don't know.
If I was an adult, oh, it's pretty... like, I think it's pretty bad. But I don't know.
Why, though? It's fine to be like... well, okay. I think you lying about the ride is like a little psychotic, but yeah. If you're an adult and you're like inventing the ride, okay, I do agree. That's like a little bit silly, goofy.
Sure. But like, but also it was like, I remember it even, it was at lunch. It was in front of a bunch of people. We were all sitting at a table together eating lunch. And then like, she was just like going on and on and on about the amusement parks that she went to, these theme parks. And I was just like, what about this ride? And she was like, oh yeah, I love that. That one's my favorite ride out of all of them.
Oh,
I was just like, it's not a real ride. And all the other kids at the table being like, oh. And like, that's why she's crying, because I did it so publicly, you know? And how do you recover from that? I mean, probably very easily, because we were still six.
she brings you up in therapy all the time.
Oh my God.
All the time. She's always bringing you up in therapy.
I think so, probably.
Yeah. And you deserve it.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have lied.
No. Okay. Are you genuinely distraught over this?
I do feel bad about it. I'm not distraught. I'm not like lying awake every night.
You were six.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you, I thought that was done, but I then realized by your reaction that you want me to keep going. Oh. So,
No, it's fine. Sometimes in life,
we hurt people by accident. Sometimes, even if it's kind of on purpose, that's okay. That's just life experience. It happens when we interact with people at times. As long as you know now that what you did maybe wasn't the coolest and you get it, and you know, moving forward, you'll be a little, you know, more thoughtful of other people's feelings, thoughts, and emotions.
Yes. I'm I'm thoughtful of the emotions and the I don't know.
Okay, since you brought up like people lying like that, though, I have to bring this story
up
because like
you brought it up.
So when my flesh woman was much, much, much younger, she had like this friend group, and one girl, she was a little bit older, because basically like if you're in a place where there's a lot of immigrants, sometimes like people will skip a grade or double a grade, because like even though they can do the math and do the stuff, usually they fail on language comprehension. So one of the girls in our friend group was 2 years older than us. Great girl, amazing, sweet. And I need to like kind of make people understand what lies we kind of talking about.
Okay.
So because she was a little bit older, I think by 2 years than everybody else, if we were in sixth grade, so she was, you know, like she was eighth grade, you know, like age. And because my flesh woman grew up in Canada, there was this singer called Sean Desmond. And he used to do this like little, you know, it was kind of like this Backstreet Boy-esque where like the singer sings a song and then, you know, the whole music video is them dancing.
Ah.
And, you know, because she's a little bit older, she's like a little bit out of that. If we're just getting into that awkward teenage phase, she's kind of getting out of it. So she basically was an okay dancer. You know, like everybody kind of tries to dance and some people naturally just dance a little better.
Sure.
Even without lessons.
Okay.
So she at some point, I remember we all were in the base in like the lobby of a building that I think some of us lived in, and we just talked, you know. And she basically was teaching us a dance from one of the new music videos. And we were like, wow, how do you know the dance? And I need to tell you this because like now that I'm a full grown adult and I say this story back, I'm like, man, kids, teenagers are so dumb.
Okay.
Sorry if you're a teenager listening to this.
Oh, you shouldn't
be. So we are like, just so we're clear, in the middle of Canada, a small town, middle of nowhere, like, and we're at like a random apartment building in the lobby. And this girl goes, oh yeah, well, you can't tell anybody. We're like, no, we won't. Okay. She goes, Sean Desmond came through the building, like the singer came through the building a few days ago, saw her practicing in the mirror, and he was like, nah, you did that move good, but not this one. And he basically took time out of his spare day to teach her the correct dance.
Oh no.
And just so we're clear, like at this point, she was eighth grade, like
age. So she was probably what, like 14, 15. And we all ate it up. We all believed her until I think a few years later, because everybody kind of stayed friends.
Yeah.
These stories just kept accumulating.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, you know, when you're like in fifth grade, sixth grade, fourth grade, third grade, whatever, and you lie about things like that. Yeah. Everybody else is a little too silly to like understand. But she, I remember at one point she took a plane somewhere and then she came back and started showing us a photo of this guy. And she was like, yeah, him and I, we made out on the plane. No, no, no.
What?
And then it was like a Tumblr guy that was like viral on Tumblr.
No.
It was just a photo from Tumblr that she took.
Oh my God.
No. So get this. I actually think I saw her last maybe 8 years ago. And you know, everybody was already like a full adult. Like we're talking, you know, you're not just like a young adult. You're an adult adult. And I went to dinner with her and like some of the other girls. And I just didn't know to believe her stories or not. Because some of her stories were like a little bit still in that realm of like kind of insane.
Right. Like how does but now this that, you know, much we all stuff have happen to you?
Yeah. We all have a fully like developed frontal lobe now. So we actually can think it. Again, I just remember how much she would lie when she was younger. But no, her stories were like, because she moved to a big city where, you know, like, yeah, things do, you know, like okay, New York, okay, LA, okay, things like that. Like things happen a little crazier. Like you can go to New York and go to dinner, sure, and like a celebrity, sure, could be there. That could happen. But all her stories were just still this level of, and I remember at one point she was talking to us and in my brain, I just had an image of all of us, the girls, like listening to her with our mouths open while she's telling these stories. And then I looked back, I'm like, man, 20 years passed. Like, no, like this is not, you know, like, I don't think she'll ever come across this podcast, but I did like slowly cut contact. Again, no, nothing, no personal. I'm sure she's a nice person, but I cannot be there wondering if everything she says is the truth or not.
No, I get that.
And the stories were like crazy. Like again, they didn't get any less crazy.
I worry though, because I feel like when I tell my story, sometimes people will be like, is this real? Chat, is this real? Mm. And I'm like,
is this real?
Like sometimes I'm like, I wish that it weren't real. Like I wish that.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
I think it's okay to have crazy stories. Most people have a crazy story or two.
Stories, yeah.
But just so we're clear, like her story, it's basically, Sean Desmond is such a Canadian thing. So let me just give you the example.
Google him.
Justin Timberlake releases a new song and it has a dance, or Usher. And you're telling me that in this little tiny apartment building, just so we're clear, tiny little town in Canada, like middle of nowhere, that she was doing the dance of his recently debuted song in the mirror and he came into the building and was like, hey, is that my dance you're doing? You're doing some parts wrong. Let me teach you, you know?
Okay, that's...
And we all ate it up. We believed her.
At least she didn't have like a story where she was just like, oh my God, he saw me and was just like, you know, those fanfic moments where it's just like, he saw me and was just like, you're perfect. You're like, you're perfect for this role. I'm going to have you be my muse.
No, she did say he wanted her to join them on tour as an extra backup dancer, but her parents said no because she had to stay in school.
Oh.
She did say that.
Okay.
Don't worry. Like, that's why I said now that you know, I'm getting, you know, wow.
Okay.
Once I looked back at those stories, it was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Please be honest with me, those of you listening. Have any of you been like that? Were y'all big, big, stinky liars like that? Be honest.
I always like big, stinky liars.
But were you big, stinky liars? Be honest.
It's always such like a complicated thing though, because you know there's gonna be people that are just like habitual liars, but then there's also people that do it because it's just like they don't get attention, or they you know, their home life is kind of sad, and so they fantasize about being in this great life and this and that. So I get like I get it and don't get it at the same time, but it's just like, it's also just so, it's so cringy when it's like they get called out and it's just like, oh God.
Or you very clearly understand like, oh, they're, you know, maybe some part of the story could be true, but a lot of parts of the story just do not add up.
Yeah.
Do not add up at all.
I can't believe she was, she almost went on tour. You had an almost famous friend.
At 14.
I mean, that's like a normal age for some stuff like that, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I guess like you go, I think there's like a big quote unquote, like, you know, there's like a little lying phase when you're very young. Because you just think, you know, okay, I guess I'll share another story. Okay, because I also want to like implicate myself, okay, right? Okay, I'm not okay, just okay. here on a high horse being like everybody. But I definitely think there's a big one when you're young because you just don't know any better.
Yeah.
And there's a big one when you're kind of in the, I guess, teenagehood because you're also saying it to other teenagers. So they might not know any better. So, you know, again, okay. So one thing that as an adult, I had a really hard habit of breaking that I still sometimes find myself like weirdly, like it's a habit and I lie and then I'll catch myself like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that. I say that things are cheaper than they actually cost. And I know why. It's because growing up, we did not have a lot of money. And anytime, even though I worked for my money and then I spend it, I would get so much shame from my family for like, how could you spend $10 on this? So I have lied forever. And even to this day, the shirt I bought that I showed you, I lied about its price, even though it's so stupid. I don't have to lie. I think I like caught myself telling my flesh mother the cost. And then I said, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I lied to you about it. It actually cost this much. So I still to this day lie, but mostly to my flesh mother, because it's just years of like being, you know, how could you spend that much money? That's not what it costs. I'm only now like I said, sometimes I'll get like glimpses of it and I do it and I'm like, wait, why am I doing this?
I mean, yeah, you have a reason that you do it. Yeah. So no, I get it.
But now I stop and she's going to be managing my finances. Oh. So
she's gonna see everything.
But here's an idea of like a really insane lie that my flesh woman has told. So,
okay. Oh God.
So my flesh woman's father, when she was growing up, was in a wheelchair. He has passed away now. Like this is, you know, this is not a very big, deep lore. Everybody kind of knows about this.
Right.
So at one point when she was maybe like 5 years old, her and him got into, you know, an argument. Like she's at home with him and they get into an argument. Like it could be whatever. Kids, you know, kids argue over anything. And then when the flesh mother came back, she went to the bathroom and there was a poop smeared on the walls.
On the walls?
On the walls. And just so we're clear, it's you know, flesh father who's in the wheelchair, flesh mother, and you know, little baby Mata flesh human.
Oh.
And you know, when asked, just fully my flesh woman was like, it was dad. And the mother again was like, are you sure it was your father who is currently in his wheelchair, who cannot even like bring the wheelchair into the bathroom? It will not fit there.
Oh my God.
She's like, no, he did that. And then she's like, he got up. Him and I are in a fight. He's so mad at me. He got up, smeared poop on the walls, and then went back to sit in the chair. Like, right? Like the most kid-like lies.
Yes.
And like, you know, to this day though, my flesh mother has made sure to retell me the story and be like, you were so proud of yourself. You just were like, yeah, you thought you were the smartest person by being like, yeah, he then just sat back. And then, you know, the flesh mother,
it was so
thinking
easy,
it's hilarious.
Just like that. Like it was just,
she's like, so you're telling me he's faking being in the wheelchair. And you know, I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Oh my God.
Which again, just so we're clear, as a kid, like you don't understand the implications, right?
No,
you're just a kid. You're trying to get out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, I was just very clearly like, yeah, I think he's, you know, faking it.
Oh my God. Everyone point at Matara and say stinky poop smear.
Stinky poopy. Poop hands. Matara poopy hands.
Poopy hands. Poopy hands. My God forbid Matara you ever have a handshake event.
No, maybe people will want to shake my poopy hands.
Well, I mean, there's definitely somebody out there that would be very
Again, this was very much like over 30 years ago. So there's nothing, you know, I don't think there's any poop particles left there to, you know.
Oh my God.
Have you had crazy stuff like this where it's like just the most insane lies that somehow you're like, no, this, yeah.
I'm trying to, there's one thing that I can think of that I did as a kid. When I was a kid, I did like, I think I might have been like the starting of a psychopath. I don't know.
I could see that because now you're in the continuation of the psychopath.
I'm in the continuation, mm-hmm. Yes. Like I would get Pokemon cards and I would like sell them and stuff to like other kids and stuff.
Big business?
Yeah, I was in a business in my kindergarten, like selling Charizards and stuff. Mm-hmm. But one time, so in my school, there were bathrooms in the classrooms. So basically like you would, it was like an extra door. That, it was like a closet and you would just go in and.
That feels a little odd, but I get you.
I guess it was just to have kids not wandering around the hallways and stuff. I mean, there were hallway bathrooms, but like also.
No, that's still so awkward. God, like I actually have anxiety thinking about that. But go on.
It was, I mean, it was like a closet. It wasn't just like a toilet in the middle of the room. Everybody's watching me use the restroom. So I'm like waving at my friends.
But please continue.
What was it? Oh, so one time I went into the bathroom and we would kind of play in there sometimes too. Like when there was downtime, we would like do Bloody Mary and stuff like that.
Yep.
So we would, one time we went in there and we were doing Bloody Mary and I was like, I'm gonna pretend I saw something. I'm gonna.
Of course. Yep.
So I'm just like.
The quintessential lie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I'm like, oh my God, you guys. And they're like, what, Mint, what? And I was like, I just saw red eyes in the mirror. I saw red eyes. And so they were like, oh my God, red eyes. And we go back to our desks. And then I'm like, what if I turn it up a notch? And I'm like.
No, you know what? That wasn't enough attention for me.
No.
I need more.
No, but then I start being like, oh my God, you guys, I'm still seeing the red eyes. I'm looking in my textbook and this guy in the textbook, he has red eyes. I'm seeing the red eyes. And then that's when it
You're
starts.
So funny.
That's when the actual witch hunt starts. This is how the Salem witch trials happen. Another girl starts saying, I'm seeing the red eyes too.
No, because she wants to.
Yes. She starts believing in the red eyes. She's just like, I'm also seeing the red eyes. Oh my gosh, I think we're cursed. And then another person starts saying, I'm seeing the red eyes. And eventually it just like spreads and everyone's like, the red eyes. And I'm like the cause of this.
No.
Of the Salem witch trials.
Oh my God.
So it's so, you know what? When, and you think like back then, like people did not know so much about science or anything. Like there's.
Also, you guys are kids.
Well, no, I mean like back then in like the Salem witch trials, you know, people did not know. And so of course, if someone's like, it's so easy to like believe something, like it's so easy to manipulate people just being like, oh yeah, I saw the red eyes. And so eventually I had to give that up and have the classroom.
Eventually I had to break the lie.
Yeah, eventually the classroom had to go back to normal. But it caused a little bit of panic in my school, in my classroom.
That is crazy that you started this whole like, everyone just a mass hysteria, I think it's called, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Your poor teacher, because your teacher knew y'all were full of.
I know. My poor.
And the worst is, I know, I genuinely believe that some kids then believed it.
Oh,
that
probably.
They were like, oh my God, it must be real if they're all doing it.
Yeah. I think everything that I can think of is when I was a kid, because I mean, that's what kids do. They are always thinking of weird lies and stuff like that. What, like one that I did was. I went to Build-A-Bear. You know Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, of course.
I went to Build-A-Bear and I got a little pair of glasses for my doll. Now imagine the size of those, right? They are
tiny.
Tiny. I wore them on my face and went to school.
Please find me a picture one day. Oh my God, I'm so small.
These glasses
are for my Build-A-Bear.
They were tiny little round glasses. I probably looked like, I don't know.
You are such a hipster.
they were like, yeah, I wore them. And I was just like, yeah, I wear glasses now. And my classmates were like, oh my gosh, the glasses look so good on you. I was like, yeah, I wear glasses. I'm a glasses girl now. And my mom was just like, you don't need glasses. Shut up. And I was just like, no, mom, glasses look good on me. Look, glasses are so versatile. And then it took, because of that, because of me lying about the me wearing glasses at school, yeah, I actually needed glasses. And my mom would not take me because she thought I was lying, being like,
lying about it.
Yeah, it was the girl who cried wolf. I was
the girl who cried glasses.
Yes. I was like, I need glasses, mom. I need them. I can't see. And she was like, no, you can see. And then eventually, like years later, she took me to get an eye exam. And they were like, wow, you need glasses. And my mom was like, oh my God,
you weren't lying.
But at the time, I really didn't need them. I think I manifested this for myself and I hate myself for it.
Oh, that is so funny. Mm-hmm. I really am curious if y'all can just dig into your mind and come up with, like, when did y'all, you know, lie about this kind of stuff, and about what you can even listen. You can even say my friend did it if you're embarrassed that it was you. Because I do think most people, like, I think once you become an adult, eventually when you are a teenager or a young adult and you keep lying, you will eventually get called out on it. Or the opposite happens, that you don't get called out on it and you just keep it up. But yeah, frankly, I am too embarrassed.
Me too.
That, like, even with you, like, I can't go into detail, but basically, like, something happened where I purchased something and Mint was like, hey, could you please refund it? And I tried and I couldn't, and then I got it. And so I wanted to let you know, I was like, hey, just so you know, I ended up getting the item in the end. Like, I could not find a way to refund it. I am so sorry. I just got it delivered, because I didn't want there to be any misunderstanding or that you would assume that I lied about, like, the refunding or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
But yeah, I'm sorry that, like, I can't, like, go into detail about this, but I just feel that for me, I've just become so, like, ugh, like, I want to make sure that there are no nuances in anything.
And that's what I think it's difficult too with being a VTuber, because we tend to over-explain ourselves in sometimes, yeah, because we're just like, okay, we got to be careful about, like, this being taken out of context or this or that. And when I hear back on the podcast, and this was what I said earlier, I'm not very articulate and I feel like I don't get my point across very well. So I'm just like, oh gosh, are people gonna, like, think I said this or that? And I'm just like, So yeah.
Oh, I just remembered, since I became a VTuber, I do lie about certain things. I lie about when I take transport.
Oh,
so for example, if I fly on a certain day, I'll usually won't mention it, or I'll mention that I fly sometimes later, even though I know, like, it takes a time to, like, really figure out where all that. Another thing I do is, like, if I go to a restaurant, I won't post food from that restaurant right away. Like, sometimes my food posts are from the future. From the past.
From the future.
Like, maybe from the future. Imagine. Like, sometimes for my food, I'll post something and it's like, I did go there, but 3 days ago. Especially if I'm going to a city where, like, it's a recognizable food. Maybe it's, like, a really cute cafe that does desserts and maybe the locals could recognize it. Because I think I brought this up before, but I'm going to say the story super quickly. Yeah. Ages ago, I was at a Korean barbecue in Australia, and I posted just my cup of makgeolli, which is kind of like a sparkling rice wine. It was just the cup on the table. It was the most basic table, the most basic cup, but people knew what city I was in. And then apparently, because I was with other fairly popular creators, they weren't really looking for me. They were looking for the other popular creators. Just so we're clear, I ran the photo by them. Everybody thought the photo was fine. I posted the photo as we were leaving the Korean barbecue, but we still kept walking around, you know, the location of it.
Yeah.
There was apparently people going live trying to find us. Like, they were live, I think, on Twitter or something. What? Being like, I am in this neighborhood with all these Korean barbecues. I think I know the one they went to. And I'm looking around and I'm going around.
Oh!
Right?
Oh, that's so scary. No, I sometimes it's like I'll get excited to post something, but I have to like be like, okay, no. What? Like I have to post this like several days later. And that is something I lie about too, where I'll go to a restaurant and eat it or have something, you know, especially in Japan. I'll like say like, oh, I went to this place, but I actually went like on a different day than what I'm actually saying. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. That's why I also find it hard sometimes when I, let's say we're in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about what we're doing. I'll usually do it at the end of the trip.
Yeah.
Or a few days later. Because I also then worry if, you know, if I'm, for example, when we stream in Japan, it's going to be 8 a.m. I don't want to then go, oh yeah, we're going to Fuji Q today. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that is one thing that I feel really, really guilty about. And I genuinely, I've actually talked about it with my therapist where I was like, I feel so bad that I am lying. And my therapist is like, but you're not lying. You're just, you know, you don't have to say. And then my therapist was like, how many Instagrammers? And that's another thing. I have friends who do Instagram full time. Oftentimes, like a lot of the photos are staged, a lot of the stuff, like it's not as candid. And my therapist is like, don't worry. This is just how it works in the industry. Like you're doing this for your safety, for your friend's safety. Yeah. But
I feel guilty.
I know. I do too.
I feel guilty. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry. I know. Guys, I feel guilty. I'm so sorry.
Please forgive us, everybody.
I'm sorry that sometimes
we're dirty,
like,
nasty liars.
Pizza.
I'm sorry.
But I had the yummy pizza yesterday.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a different place, different time.
I'm sorry.
We're so sorry. This is our apology video. We're sorry. We're so sorry for being nasty, nasty liars.
This is nasty, dirty, stinky, sexy
liars. Next, you're gonna tell me you didn't even come from space.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
My flesh woman doesn't, but I, Matara Khan, do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, okay. But I was like, gonna say, like, What if you actually came from the ground? No. What if you were like one of those bugs that dig in the dirt?
No, I do come from space.
She's a dirt bug, everybody. She's a dirt bug.
Stop calling me dirty. Stop. Why are you the way that you are?
I can't help it. I was a liar as a kid.
But I am seriously curious, like for those of you, and also this is just, listen, I am not here to judge anybody. If you get away in your life with a lot of white lies, that's fair, that's fine, but again, just be mindful, because if you do it a lot, the people in your life can usually kind of start telling.
It's like what my friends and I call them are Disney lies, you know, like the lies that like kind of they eventually pile up. If you're just like, I'm lying about going to this place, okay, you don't go to the place, and then they ask you, how was the place? Oh, you have to lie about something else, and then you make it, what if you accidentally make your lie kind of too extravagant, and it's just like, you know, and it just ends up escalating into like this like crazy over the top like situation that you're forced to be put into because you had to keep up the lie, and then it got all crazy and it turns into a Disney lie. They always do that. They always have that as like a lesson to like in a Disney show. You know what I mean? Like Hannah Montana lied about one thing, and then by the end she's like in a chicken suit.
She kind of gets caught up.
Yeah, she's in like a chicken suit on stage, like, and all her crush is just like, oh my God, why'd she lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just really do think this is something that, you know, please be mindful if you do it a lot, that your friends could kind of pick up on it a bit. And maybe they won't call you out because they love you. But
what is
just
this theming?
Be
it's so funny.
What is this what?
This theming. We're like, we had no theme today, but we're just like, don't be a liar, guys. Stop. Don't be a little dicky in your life to your friends and family.
A little dicky? What?
Yeah, don't be a little dicky, a little liar.
What? Why do you, excuse me, my dicky is perfectly average, first of all.
Well, you could be a little dicky if you lie. It shrinks. Every lie you tell, it will get smaller.
Oh my God.
what's so funny?
So my ex-husband was a big liar then, huh? It's a joke, everybody.
Anyway, do you have anything else you want to finish off on?
Thank you so much for watching the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting us. Please let us know in the comments below if you have like any crazy childhood stories that you guys lied about or a friend lied about. Yeah. I definitely think like one day we it's just so fascinating to me how much like we believe this kind of stuff, right? That
and with that,
I remember one time. I just remembered something I lied about. I got teeth whitening when I was like
another thing you lied.
Like, I used to work at a club and I got teeth whitening. Again, like just so we're clear, you know, when you drink wine and coffee, your teeth get a little less white. And I wanted those like super pearly whites. Mm. I got my teeth whitened and then I came and people were like, wow, did you get teeth whitening? There's no shame. Like even nowadays, no I wear like the white strips. Yeah. Like, yeah, get your teeth whitened up a bit. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And I just straight up, I was already an adult. And I was like, no, what are you talking about?
No! I said I just used a different toothpaste! Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I lied.
This is not your therapy.
And I was an adult. I was an adult.
Oh my, you guys can shame her for that. Wait, you guys can all shame her for that.
Yeah, I was an adult. And like, very clearly my teeth got like,
noticeably wider,
like you know, my teeth have always been good, but again, just wine and coffee, and then suddenly I show up with like the pearliest whites, and I'm like, no, just change toothpaste.
Stop.
I think it's because I panicked and I said no, and then I just had to keep the lie going.
Oh my God. Atar, that's like,
I feel so ashamed.
That one, I'm shaming you for that one for real. That is
like I said, I was already an adult.
I know. That's the worst part about it.
I was already an adult.
You're not making it any better. Oh gosh. But also, if you guys went to Off-Kai and you met us and you went to our panel and everything, comment about, we'll have an Off-Kai episode where we'll talk more about happened.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
But if you, I guess when we record in Japan, we can talk a little bit about what happened at Off-Kai and what we had done in Japan just a little bit. But so that could be the next episode. But if you met us, tell us what you, if you had fun, if you enjoyed your time at the convention, and also if you were a little liar, a little stinky liar like Matara lying about her teeth whitening.
I'm so sorry. Please let me know what y'all lied about. I am so fascinated by this. I'm always fascinated because sometimes I do think people lie from just like, it's easier. Like, and you know, maybe that's just me making excuses for my lying ways, but 4 years, it is just so much easier to tell my flesh mother that something costs $20 instead of explaining that it was $50.
Sure.
And why I wanted to spend my own money on that.
I think those are,
it's just easier to avoid the fight. Because I'll say 20 and she'll be like, oh, you spent 20? And in my head, I'm like, oh, it's a good thing you don't know I spent 50.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, it's not hurting her. It's not hurting you. It's your money. You do what you
but
do.
But where does it, this is the problem with lies. Where do you draw the line?
The line.
The line just keeps going and going and going and going and going. No?
But I think in that situation, it's different because you are avoiding, you're avoiding an argument. You're doing it for not just you, but also your mom. Like, you know, there's, you know, oh gosh, maybe we need to have a whole episode about lies. Let us know if we need to talk all about lies because I got to get going. I have an appointment and you have to stream.
I do. Thank you everybody for listening. What's the word of the day?
Lie. No, I'm just kidding.
Poopy or lies?
Poopy.
Or we can have like red eyes.
Oh, red eyes.
Mm. Oh. Lies, red eyes.
Poopy flies.
I was going to say thighs because I thighed you, but I don't want the thighs to be poopy. Lies, red eyes, and big thighs.
Woo!
Try to use any one of those three words in the comments, or all three if you can somehow manage to do it. All right, my loves?
They were not. That was more than three words.
Well, sorry. It's because because every time I said the word, I put a finger out in front of me to count. So it's like lies is one. Red eyes is another one.
Big thighs
is the third one. That's why I said three words.
Thank you to all our patrons.
Thank you,
patrons.
And I'm so excited for y'all to get your postcards soon.
Yeah.
Well, soon. Like, by the time you watch this, we would have signed them.
Yes, we'll have signed them, and maybe they are sent out, hopefully.
I think they would have been shipped. Oh, probably. Yeah. Well,
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
But they are in the process. I'm so sorry, guys. It's me. I'm the problem.
No, you did amazing. Hi. Nah, I'm the problem. It's me.
I think we literally sing this every...
Well, we are the problem.
I was avoiding it.
I lied about teeth whitening.
I know. That's really embarrassing.
Okay. I think about that sometimes where it's like... Okay. Last thing I say before. I have considered like getting, you know, plastic surgery maybe one day.
Okay.
Do I have to tell people? But at the same time, there's no shame. I have so many girlfriends who are like, oh yeah, I've gotten this done. Like, get it.
I think it's only bad if someone asks you and then you lie about it. Because then it's setting a standard.
Do I have to? I've always wondered about that.
Do you have to what? Say that you got
it? Do I have to be like, yeah.
Or do you mean if someone, do you like mean like, hi, I'm Atara, and by the way, I've gotten my boobs done.
Yeah, like for example, right? Like I feel like I have pretty small, my flesh woman doesn't have the biggest lips. So let's say I got like lip filler, right? Mm-hmm. Do I have to be like, hi, I'm Atara Khan, I got lip filler?
No, I don't think so. I think if someone asks.
What if somebody asks me, do I have to be like, I got lip filler, by the way?
I mean.
Or I could be like, yeah, I get stuff done. What do you think is the correct?
It's hard because that's like a medical sort of procedure, right? It's like kind of your
and
business.
Also I feel like as women we get a little bit like shame for it.
It's hard because
big deep talk it
like topic. I mean you're not an influencer for your looks, so it's like I don't know I mean definitely not your looks.
You said I was cute.
Let's just forgetty spaghetti.
Yeah.
Forgetty beads.
Well, listen, everybody. I am considering getting my lips done. Okay. So.
Okay. Well, I guess you just
we'll
told
see what happens.
All these people listening. You were like, do I need to tell anyone? Let me tell the whole audience. Let me tell the biggest amount
of
people.
I am. You don't understand. Like the lies are getting to me. I don't want to lie.
She feels bad after this. She's feeling guilty right now.
Feeling guilty about my lies.
Anyway, see you guys
I'm
next
not naturally
week.
This blonde.
Oh my God. Stop. She can't stop now that she's started. It's like a truth serum in this podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for sticking around.
Thank
we love you.
See
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.